And right now we are going to the phones where we are joined by Arnie Cole, and he's here to talk to us about, as churches begin to reopen, will we see a decrease in attendance? Arnie's with the Center for Bible Engagement. Arnie, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Good morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
It is good to have you with us. And obviously, you know, I'm a pastor myself, Arnie, and so I know in talking with other pastors, I'm in the big debate right now, or not debate, but discussion is, you know, opening back up our churches. When are they going to open? You know, how do we do it and all of that stuff? Most of the conversation focused on the technical aspects, I guess, you know, how do we maintain social distancing and hand washing stations and stuff. But there are other questions about whether people are actually going to return once these churches start opening up again.
Yeah, we've done a lot of fascinating research, not only on pastors, but church attenders during this pandemic, kind of comparing how everybody's doing.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the Center for Bible Engagement's survey. What were some of the questions that were asked?
Yeah, basically, we asked pastors about the pandemic, how they were doing spiritually and how their churches were doing. How has it affected attendance online? And then how has it affected giving? And then we asked pastors, what did they think the future is going to be like after the pandemic? And then we took what the pastor said, and then we went out to the congregation and basically asked them the same question. And then the most fascinating thing was we went back and asked those people that attend once a year, maybe twice a year, what they're going to do after the pandemic. So if you like research, it's a pretty fascinating and fun series of studies.
So the headline, you know, is telling us that many churches could see a 25 to 35% decrease in attendance. Did your survey find who are those who are not going to be returning to church? Are these the occasional attenders, the Christmas and Easter crowd, or are we looking at even regular attenders who might not come back?
So we call it, there's going to be a shuffling take place. And where we saw the least likely chance of people coming back are your regular attenders, those people that attend every week or 3 weeks out of the month. And 25 to 35% of those said, you know, we really like this online business, and we may go much more to an online strategy than attending in person at our local church. So we found that pretty interesting.
What did you see as maybe the top couple reasons why people may not go back?
Convenience. It's just easy. And I know even for my wife and I, during our Sunday service, my wife was doing her hair, you know, and I thought, wow, that is pretty convenient for people to, you know, they can kind of carry on with their lives and have the pastor in the bathroom with them, you know, while they're getting ready. So I think it's convenience. We're so spoiled as Americans. That was kind of an interesting finding. Matter of fact, the churches with most attenders that attend, you know, the regular attenders, they're probably going to get hit the hardest. But then a good note was the occasional attender, you know, who comes Easter or Christmas, they may attend more. There was a 15% to 18% increase in that when after this pandemic, they're going to go to their local church. We found that fascinating. And another thing that was really fascinating was these occasional attenders, they consider themselves a part of their local church. At least for me, the occasional attenders, you know, you don't really consider them as a part of your church, but they consider themselves a part of their church. So we saw that as an encouragement.
Did fear of the virus play any part in this?
No, because I think to most people, it's pretty cut and dry when they say I can come back. You know, I'm going to take it easy for a couple of weeks and be careful. And then we didn't see fear as a reason for not attending.
The size of the church matter? Because I know we actually opened up and we had really good attendance. And one of the things we heard from our people was they were just so missing together and joining together. Now, but we are, you know, we're not a mega church at all. We're, you know, a smaller congregation, more, you know, we fall in that 50 to 100 range where lots of churches are. I mean, is there a difference between larger churches and smaller churches and in terms of number of people saying they're going or not going?
Generally, the larger the church, the more likelihood of them attending elsewhere. Not, you know, that's just like a trend. What we saw was the mega church attenders, half of them would not only watch their own church, but then they'd watch one of the six top mega churches in the U.S. So that kind of made them, I think, start thinking, well, you know, maybe we don't need to attend in person.
And how about city versus small town or country? Was there any differences noted in that?
No, we didn't notice any trending that was significant.
Okay. The other question is of this is, what is going to be the spiritual impact of this? Because, you know, we know the Bible says that we're not to forsake meeting together, even more so as we see the day approaching, to encourage each other, that there's real value in gathering together as the people of God and as a necessary thing. What does this say about, you know, the spiritual condition of the U.S. And where we're at spiritually?
I think it's a scary time for the church because people have gotten out of the habit of going to church. And, you know, you can say, oh, well, that's, you know, habits aren't good. Well, some habits are good. And going to church is one of those habits that is really good. And so, you know, we think this is going to have an impact spiritually. But, you know, a lot depends on the church. Because if the church can see themselves beyond their building, and because that's what their congregants want, I mean, we saw this resounding theme of the desire to not only be helped weekly online, but daily. They're asking churches, help me grow spiritually on a daily basis. So we saw that actually as pretty encouraging.
So there is a path forward for churches, maybe just being more engaged with folks. And then maybe it's, I guess, what I take from what you're saying, Arnie, is that if churches will reach out to be more engaged with their people will respond to be more engaged with them. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes. That actually, that's excellent. That's very true. And even the occasional attenders, now's a great time to call some of those people you haven't seen in a while because they're thinking of you. That was just an amazing thing we found.
We're talking with Arnie Cole. He is from the Center for Bible Engagement and a new survey that they did looking at will people be coming back to church once they reopen.
Arnie, tell us about the Center for Bible Engagement.
The research and development arm of Back to the Bible, and we've been doing research now. We've been for about 14 years all over the world on people's spiritual conditions and what helps people grow spiritually and what doesn't. It's a fascinating arm of Back to the Bible.
And what kind of resources do you have? Do you have any resources available online that would interest people?
Sure. You can see us at the Center for Bible Engagement or backtothebible.org. And we have online discipleship programs for the churches so that they can disciple their congregation individually and as a congregation as well.
Hey, Arnie, thank you so much for joining with us this morning. And thank you for the work that you guys are doing. It's fascinating chatting with you.
Thank you for having us.